Hello everybody, welcome to the Top 10s podcast, Daily Top 10 Lists. I'm your host, Simon Whistler. This is the audio version of our video show on YouTube. If you want to go look us up there and see the video version of these, you can do that. If you're enjoying this show, please do head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review. It would be kind of you. And let's get into it.
Hello, I'm Simon Whistler. You're watching Top 10s Net, and in the video today, the 10 incredible things that women achieved while pregnant. Prior to the 1950s, cultural norms, supported by the medical establishment, reinforced the notion that pregnant women were quasi-invalids in a fragile state of health that required avoidance of fatigue, overexertion, and as much physical or mental activity as possible. As the science has advanced, with a few exceptions, it supports the idea that most pregnant women are able to partake in the same activities and work that they pursued before they were expecting. For the women in the video today, that meant continuing to excel, accomplishing things that would be impressive by any standard, all while bringing their unborn children along for the ride. Here are some amazing things that pregnant women have done. Number 10. Ran a marathon. Running a marathon while pregnant, showing an impressive ability to field two intense physical challenges simultaneously, is not that unusual. Elite distance runners often train while pregnant. However, Amber Miller's 2011 Chicago Marathon stands out even amongst those of other expecting marathoners. Miller, an avid runner, had previously completed two marathons while pregnant, at 17 and 18 weeks along. But for the Chicago Marathon, which she had registered for days before she learned of her pregnancy, Miller was almost 39 weeks along. With the permission of her doctor, and pursuing a slow walk-run pace, Miller decided to play it by ear and see how far she could go. As Miller explained, "I was feeling really good, so I just kept on going." Now, she didn't set any speed records, though indeed taking 3 hours longer than her typical marathon time. Shortly after reaching the finish, Miller felt her first contractions. Hours after finishing the marathon, Miller completed her second physical feat of what had to feel like a very long day, and that was giving birth to a healthy baby daughter, June, who weighed in at 7 pounds and 13 ounces. She said, "The race was definitely easier than labor. We are extremely happy, but very tired." Number 9. Won a national golf tournament. Catriona Matthew was 5 months pregnant when she won the HSBC LPGA Brazil Cup. Matthew finished the 36-hole exhibition tournament, which offered a $500,000 purse with an impressive 6-under-138. Being interviewed after her win, Matthew suggested her pregnancy had not impacted her stamina. She stated, "When you play well, you don't feel tired. Maybe tomorrow, I will feel it a bit." Matthew went on to compete in another tournament the following month before she took a break from competition until after the birth of her daughter, Sophie. While Matthew took some time off late in her pregnancy and shortly after giving birth, she quickly returned to top form, hitting the gym 5 weeks after giving birth and returning to the golf course. Just 11 weeks after welcoming Sophie, her second child, Matthew, won the British Open. Some suggested that the physical effects of pregnancy had actually boosted Matthew's performance, but Matthew attributed her postpartum excellence on the course to taking a short break from golf during her maternity leave and returning to the game mentally fresh. Number 8. Swam the English Channel. Swimming the English Channel is a grueling physical challenge. Even if the tides are in your favor, it's at least a 21-mile distance in water with a peak temperature of just 61 degrees. You'll likely be dodging jellyfish, driftwood, and the 800-odd ships and tankers that traverse the channel, which is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. The best swimmers in the most favorable tides can finish in a little over 7 hours, but some finishers have taken more than 26 hours to complete the swim. As of March 2018, the Channel Swimming Association, which keeps records of channel crossings, had logged fewer than 1,500 successful solo swims since 1875. One of those successful channel crossings was by American Regan Schreiber, who swam from England to France in 2001 in 9 hours and 30 minutes. This was actually the fastest woman to cross the channel that year. Schreiber, who had been swimming since she was 9, attaining success during her collegiate and post-collegiate swimming careers, accomplished her lifelong dream of swimming the channel on her first attempt. Making Schreiber's feat even more impressive was the fact that she was 11 weeks pregnant at the time. About this, she stated, "It just basically made me really tired." After completing her endeavor, Schreiber, a pastry chef, surprised her mother with a cake and with the news of her pregnancy. The icing on the cake Schreiber presented to her mum spelled out, "Congratulations, your grandchild just swam the English Channel." Number 7. Played Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot has balanced her beautiful exterior with her physical toughness for all of her adult life. After being crowned Miss Israel and launching a modeling career, Gadot stepped back from the glam life to complete her mandatory 2 years of service in the Israeli army. There, she did so well in boot camp that she became a combat instructor. This trajectory seems like an apt one for a woman who would later be cast as Wonder Woman, first in Batman vs. Superman, and then later in Justice League and in her own movie. Her own movie was a box office smash, taking in over $100 million in its opening weekend. In Wonder Woman, Gadot's combat prowess is on full display as she portrays the Amazonian princess, jumping, kicking, and fighting her way through an intense series of battle scenes. What isn't visible on screen makes Gadot's performance even more impressive, as she was pregnant during the filming of Justice League and during some of the filming of Wonder Woman. Gadot hid her pregnancy on Justice League, which was filmed early in her pregnancy, wearing dark sunglasses and running off to throw up between takes. However, when doing reshoots for Wonder Woman, Gadot, who was 5 months pregnant at the time, relied on special effects to keep her pregnancy from showing up on screen. A green screen type of fabric was applied over a baby bump, which was edited later to just show a taut stomach. Gadot was nonchalant about the impact of her pregnancy, saying, "It didn't hinder the process. I could still do the action stuff and the physical scenes. And now it's nice to look at the movie and know that Maya, the daughter Gadot was pregnant with during filming, is in the movie with me in some way. I love that." Number 6. Completed an Ironman. An Ironman triathlon, which consists of a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and a 26.2-mile run, all completed on the same day, is an exhausting test of human endurance. However, elite triathlon completer Meredith Kessler was more than prepared to tackle the Ironman in New Zealand on March 4, 2017, having completed the Ironman 59 times previously and pursued a regimen of 25 to 30 hours per week of training in preparation for the race. Kessler was hoping to achieve a six-peat victory in that Ironman, but faced what she called a severe lack of stamina that I couldn't pinpoint at the time. She also contended with nausea that left her vomiting throughout her 9+ hours completing the Ironman. Kessler still finished third and was over the moon when she discovered the reason why she hadn't felt like herself on the day of the competition. Kessler did not know it at the time, but she was 4 weeks pregnant when she finished her 60th Ironman. Kessler, who blogged about her pregnancy journey, continued to train throughout her pregnancy, though she reduced her running distance after the first trimester. After his running start, Kessler's healthy iron baby was born on November the 11th, 2017. Number 5. Climbed the North Face of the Eiger. Mountaineer Alison Hargreaves is remembered for several firsts, as the first person to ever solo all of the 6 major north faces of the Alps in a single season, the first woman to solo climb the north face of the Matterhorn, the first woman and second person ever to summit Everest without supplemental oxygen or help from a Sherpa team, and as the first British woman to ascend the Eiger's treacherous north face. Climbing the Eiger was Hargreaves' first notable mountaineering achievement, and one she accomplished while 6 months pregnant with her son Tom in 1988. Hargreaves described her decision to tackle the Eiger while pregnant as quite conservative, noting, "I had planned a trip to Denali, but my physician said it wouldn't be wise to go above 12,000 feet, so I went to the Alps instead." While Hargreaves was criticized for climbing while pregnant, she noted that her stomach was still quite flat and that she was pregnant, not sick. Sadly, Hargreaves died 6 years later, along with 5 others in her climbing party, as they were engulfed by a storm as they descended from the summit of K2. Her son, Tom Ballers, inherited his mother's love of mountains, becoming the first person to solo climb all 6 of the north faces of the Alps in winter. Ballard culminated his accomplishment on the north face of the Eiger, where he had traveled in utero, noting that he believed his mother would have been proud to see him following in her footsteps. Number 4. Won Olympic Gold. Carrie Walsh Jennings and her partner, Misty May Trenner, have often been celebrated as the greatest female beach volleyball pair of all time. They won back-to-back-to-back gold medals in 3 Olympics, winning 21 consecutive matches and only losing 1 set. However, at the 2012 London Olympics, another gold wasn't the only third on Walsh Jennings' mind. Walsh Jennings and her husband, already parents of 2, had recently begun trying for a 3rd baby. When her period was late and May Trenner pointed out that she was probably pregnant given her recent moodiness, Walsh Jennings realized she had conceived earlier than she had expected. Walsh Jennings, who was 5 weeks pregnant when she and May Trenner won their 3rd gold medal, said she started feeling something while competing at the Olympics, but noted that, "Aside from getting me really excited and hopeful, it didn't change a single thing about what I was doing in London." Number 3. Took over and ran a major company. July 16, 2012 was a big day for tech executive Marissa Mayer. Mayer, who had been Google's 20th employee, was named as Yahoo's new president and CEO, effective the following day. That news alone would have made headlines, but that same day, Mayer made another surprising announcement. She shared that she was 6 months pregnant and she was expecting a boy. While the pregnancy was news to the public, Mayer had disclosed it to the Yahoo search committee prior to her hiring. She noted that the board's lack of concern about her pregnancy showed their evolved thinking. Mayer was criticized for taking limited maternity leave 2 weeks after she gave birth to her son, less than a month after giving birth to her twin daughters. She defended herself against complaints that she was setting a tough example for other working mums, noting that other parents at Yahoo felt comfortable taking more extended leave, saying, "I understand I am the exception and need to be. I find other ways and times to bond with my kids." Number 2. Won the Australian Open. Serena Williams' 2017 Australian Open victory, her 7th Australian Open title, was impressive for a number of reasons. First, the win returns her to the number one position in women's tennis. Secondly, the victory was her 23rd Grand Slam singles title, setting a new open-era record and making her the oldest woman to win a Grand Slam title in the open era. The third reason, which was not publicly revealed at the time and wasn't even known to Williams' coach, was that Williams was pregnant. Williams revealed the news of her pregnancy, perhaps accidentally, 12 weeks later when she posted a picture of herself on Snapchat, seemingly showcasing a small baby bump with the caption, 20 weeks. Williams' reps confirmed the good news shortly thereafter. As the public did the math, they realized that Williams' Australian Open title, which she won in straight sets, beating her sister in the final, had been earned when she was 8 weeks pregnant. While Williams faced some postpartum complications after her C-section, linked to her history of blood clots, her baby was born healthy and Williams quickly returned to the court, competing in the March 2018 Miami Open. Number 1. Ran a country. In mid-October of 2017, New Zealand's politician Jacinda Ardern received two pieces of very good news. One immediately made the headlines around the world that her party, the Labour Party, was able to form a winning coalition, making her the youngest female prime minister in New Zealand's history. The second piece of good news was that after a history of fertility struggles, Ardern was unexpectedly pregnant. Only Ardern's partner, Clark Gayford, and her doctor knew that she was pregnant when she was sworn in as New Zealand's leader. The pregnancy was publicly announced in January of 2018, with Ardern playing down the idea that her pregnancy was special, noting that she wouldn't be the first woman to work and have a baby. She did, however, say that secretly battling morning sickness while forming her government was awful. Ardern was not the first world leader to be pregnant while in office. Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto did so in 1990, returning to work the day after giving birth by C-section. Bhutto's now-grown daughter, Bakhtawar, tweeted her congrats to Ardern upon learning another world leader would be following in her mother's footsteps.
So I really hope you enjoyed the audio version of one of our YouTube videos. If you did, please do consider heading over to wherever you get your podcasts and leaving us a review. It'd be greatly appreciated. You can also say hi to me on social media at Simon Whistler. Check out our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Top Tens, T-O-P-T-E-N-Z, and I'll see you next time.